Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 4:13, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Pretty nice day today, and it only gets better from where it's been. Austin's going to be all over the weather forecast. He'll even throw, like, maybe an extended seven-day forecast on that. It's been a very busy day today. And, Austin, here's three important things you need to know this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, it's springtime, and for sale signs are popping up in front of homes all across Northwest Florida. It certainly isn't the cheapest time to buy a home. The average 30-year mortgage today, that rate, 6.98%, which remains pretty high, actually. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.35%. Many analysts predicting that mortgage rates will linger around this level for now. Misinformation about the measles outbreak is spreading. The U.S. has now reported more than 800 measles cases in at least two dozen states. Here's the good news. The vast majority of people still have confidence in the safety of the measles vaccine. Here comes the bad news. People are being exposed to a lot of fake news and false claims about the measles. A recent KFF survey asked responders about three false claims. Here they are. The measles vaccine is more dangerous than getting the disease. The vaccine causes autism in children. And vitamin A can prevent a measles infection. By the way, none of these are true, so don't be worried about that.
Those are the false claims that are swirling around.
And here comes number three. President Trump floating the idea of a new trade deal with China. We're going to be talking about that throughout the afternoon. That is driving the markets absolutely crazy. We have the final numbers for you. That'll be coming up on News Radio 92.3. Now, the third story that I really wanted to touch on, this happening just hours ago, more than 150 people have been injured in an earthquake in Turkey. Jonathan Savage is covering the story for us.
The earthquake shook buildings in Turkey's largest city, Istanbul, and surrounding areas. There are no reports of serious damage, although scores of people were hospitalized, many with injuries sustained trying to jump out of buildings. The US Geological Survey reports the earthquake had a shallow depth of about 6 miles and a magnitude of 6.2. There were more than 50 aftershocks. It brought back memories of the huge earthquake that hit southern Turkey and northern Syria in early 2023 that killed more than 53,000 people. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All right, there you go. 4:17, Austin Price, looking at that weather. We told you he was coming up here. Local weather and traffic together on News Ready 92.3. How's it looking out there today?
Well, it's looking pretty good. The roads have some issues that are pretty average for this time every afternoon. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And on 9 Mile Road, this is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest. That's typically a busy intersection for us as well. Last major spots traveling westbound on Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 77 degrees, going to be a low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog. That patchy fog will bleed into your Thursday where the high will be 81 and the low will be 68. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Chris?
Okay, 418, News Radio 92.3. Now we're going to take a look at some of the national and Florida state stories that's happening around here. Listen, if you're going to schedule any outdoor burning, be safe. Let me just tell you, a busy wildfire season is underway. Number of wildfires burning across Florida almost doubled over this past weekend. Currently, there are 89 active wildfires affecting over 3,400 acres of land burning in Florida. The largest fire burning in the state is just to our east, 162-acre Clayton Road fire in Bay County in Panama City. The National Weather Service says very low humidity and dry conditions are creating an elevated fire danger.
And Rick Scott backing President Trump's decision not to allow Colombia's president into the U.S. President Gustavo Petro said yesterday that his visa to the U.S. was revoked. He was planning to attend meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Senator Scott writes on X that Petro shouldn't be shocked that he's not welcome here and criticized him for siding with adversaries like Hamas terrorists, Russia, and communist China.
I don't know if I saw this coming or not, but it's coming. Elon Musk says he is pivoting his attention away from the federal government. Jackie Heinrich at the White House with the announcement.
Elon Musk said that he's going to be dedicating far more of his time to Tesla starting in May because the majority of the work establishing the Department of Government Efficiency is done.
I'll continue to spend, you know, a day or two per week on government matters for as long as the president would like me to do so, and as long as it is useful.
Musk nodded to the political blowback over his involvement with DOGE, but defended the work, saying that the protest toward him is organized, bought and paid for by the very people who would seek to continue to benefit from the waste, fraud and abuse that the Department of Government Efficiency is trying to weed out.
And speaking of DOGE, Governor Greg Abbott signing his first bill of the session. It creates the Texas Regulatory Efficiency Office. If this sounds familiar, it's because it's supposed to be a state version in Texas of White House's DOGE agenda. The advisory panel will work to streamline state regulations and get rid of unnecessary rules. It will be made up of business owners, researchers, state agencies, and the public. There will also be an online portal for transparency.
New poll showing an interesting trend about who younger Americans aren't giving their money to. John Saucier explains the issues.
A new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds most Americans gave at least a little to some charities in the past year. The survey found that about three-quarters of U.S. adults say their household contributed money to a charitable organization. Most Americans who donated said they gave $500 or less. That's far below the major gift territory for even the smallest nonprofits. Adults under 45 were more likely to say they donated no money, regardless of their level of income. And that raises the possibility that some younger generations may be less inclined to give to charity in general. John Saucier, Fox News.
420 News Radio 92.3. Traffic and the 7-day forecast. Austin Price is in with a great forecast.
Yeah, so we don't have much going on the roads. Do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound, passing the Oriole Beach area, heading towards Avalon Boulevard, and some on 9 Mile Road. It is actively worsening. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with Pine Forest Road. As for the weather, we told you just a few moments ago, it's 77 degrees, low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog, but while it was damp today, and it will kind of be foggy tomorrow and on Friday, there's not any rain coming for the next several days, and highs are going to be in the low 80s. 421 here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. We finally had our day in the Senate with the Ethics and Elections Committee hearing all of the remaining candidates for UWF and for Pensacola State College. A lot of interesting developments out of that. Bruce Woody from ECUA talked about the brand new fleet of trucks that they are in the process of acquiring now that the backlog on supply chain is finally alleviated post-COVID. And we talked about the bill to kill TDT and TDC in the legislature and what that might mean for us. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
424 News Radio 92.3. We're watching that money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks finishing higher for a second day on hopes of a U.S.-China trade deal. The major averages pairing from bigger earlier gains following Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's remarks that the White House hadn't offered to lower tariffs on China on a unilateral basis. Shares of Tesla rose 6% despite delivering first quarter earnings and revenue that missed forecast. During the company's earnings call, its chief executive said he would dial back his work with the Trump administration. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, Boeing, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow rising 420 points. The Nasdaq higher by 408. S&P 500 up 88. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
427, News Radio 92.3. Well, here's something you need to take with you tomorrow. If you're a boater, so I'm talking to you this afternoon. If you're thinking about maybe going out into the Gulf of America tomorrow, just be safe and be careful. The Air Force is conducting nutrition. Yeah, they're doing nutrition tests as well, but no, munition test tomorrow in the Gulf from 8 to 4. Eglin officials said all vessels are required to stay away from the active hazard area. That is about 8 nautical miles south of the Destin East Pass.
And crews are increasing containment of a massive wildfire in New Jersey that's caused evacuations, power outages, and road closures. New Jersey Forest Fire Service officials said that the fire had consumed over 12,000 acres in Lacey and Ocean Townships. That figure being from earlier today. The Garden State Parkway and Route 9 have been reopened in the area, though. And acting New Jersey Governor Tehisha Way declared a state of emergency for the county.
You know, it's a very nice afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. This is News Radio 92.3. Well, the feds and New York City officials announcing a federal racketeering indictment against 27 reputed members of the Venezuelan gang. Kevin Urensky has more from New York.
The indictment cited crimes such as drug and sex trafficking, robbery, and firearms offenses. Trump borders our Tom Homan says the indictment reflects promises made by the president to remove gang members from the country, while NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch described the suspects named in the indictment.
These are depraved criminals trafficking in people, in guns, in drugs, and in fear.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the city will not tolerate illegal migrants who come here to become criminals.
The American dream is not going into homeless shelters and taking the documentations from innocent people and forcing them into sex trafficking.
A large majority of the suspects indicted are in custody. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
427 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, looking at the weather here first, 77 degrees, going to be a low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog in the area. That will bleed into your Thursday where it will be a high of 81 and a low of 68. As for the roads, got some backup still on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp and at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Also got some backups developing on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. If you're looking for the right Medicare health coverage, visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. That's expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Chris?
News Radio 92.3, here's a few more top stories we're following this hour. There are talks that expecting mothers may soon be reaching and receiving, get this, federal payouts.
Yeah. I heard about this.
How does the dads figure into this thing? Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the latest from Washington.
One proposal reportedly brought to the White House was to give new mothers $5,000 after delivery. And the president said yesterday he's a fan. The New York Times reports that the White House is considering several proposals to help combat a declining birth rate. Other ideas reportedly include an education initiative to help women better understand when they are ovulating and reserving 30% of Fulbright program scholarships for applicants who are parents or married. According to data released by the CDC, the number of births in 2024 increased just 1% from a record-setting low the year prior. The average rate of decline since 2007 has been 4% annually. Fewer babies being born is overwhelmingly viewed as detrimental to a country's economic future ability to care for an aging population and even national security.
And President Trump slamming Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky over his comments on the war with Russia. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Zelensky saying in the Wall Street Journal that Ukraine won't recognize Russian occupation of Crimea is harmful to peace negotiations. The president questioned why Ukraine didn't fight for the region 11 years ago when Russia took control with no shots fired.
Well, I want to tell you this. Very interesting weather-wise, with all this beautiful weather, there is going to be a slew of outdoor activities this weekend. A lot of outdoor, you know, concerts and things like that. One thing I do want to remind you about that's especially important if you're a beachgoer and you're heading over to the island starting tomorrow and Friday, they're working on the Sykes Bridge. There'll be partial lane closures. FDOT crews are performing inspections on the span. All bridge lanes expected to reopen by Saturday. So, here, the moral of this story is bring along a little patience. It won't be bad. Bridge isn't that long. And it's going to be happening
You'll live.
Tomorrow and Friday. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
4:34, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. It's another nice, beautiful day. In fact, we're looking at zeros for the next 7 days, probably. And when it comes, Austin's all over this. We'll check in with him with the weather and the extended forecast. That will be coming up very shortly. I'm Chris Bryan with a look into sports this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, for starters, this is just a cute, wholesome story. Super Bowl 59 MVP Jalen Hurts is now a married man. Good for him. According to a recent story in the Men's Health magazine, Hurts tied the knot with his longtime girlfriend, Brianna Burroughs. The two met during their time in college, where he played for the Alabama Crimson Tide, obviously before transferring to Oklahoma. Hurts won his first Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles just back in February.
Very, very interesting on that side. Well, let's take a look into the sports this afternoon.
Fox Sports Update.
Final seconds will tick off the clock. And Oklahoma City, with another convincing win, they take a command 2-0 series lead. With this best of seven now headed to Memphis for games 3 and 4, Thursday and Saturday.
On TNT, they had the best record of the NBA this regular season. The Oklahoma City Thunder followed a 51-point win over the Grizzlies in Game 1 with a 19-point margin last night. The Thunder beat the Grizzlies 118-99. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 27 for Oklahoma City, which has outscored Memphis by 70 points total the first two games. The 1986 Lakers, the only team in NBA history with larger blowout wins in the first two games of a playoff series. Speaking of the Lakers,
Doncic and Edwards. But in Dorian Finney-Smith, they swing it around. Luka for three. Timeout, Minnesota.
On TNT, Luka Doncic scored 31 points, along with 12 rebounds and 9 assists. The Lakers bounced back from their defeat at home in Game 1 with a 94-85 win over the Timberwolves. LeBron James added 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Series tied 1-1 Game 3 Friday in Minneapolis. In Indianapolis last night, the Pacers beat the Bucks 123-115. Indiana up 2-0 on Milwaukee, which will host Game 3 Friday. Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton combined to score 45 points for Indiana, which never trailed last night. Damian Lillard back in the Bucks lineup, out since mid-March because of a blood clot in his calf. Lillard scored 14 for the Bucks. Hockey, Stanley Cup playoff wins Tuesday by Minnesota, Florida, Carolina, and Toronto, which beat Ottawa in overtime for a 2-0 series lead. The Hurricanes are up 2-0 on the Devils. The other two series tied 1-1. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Detroit Lions and Los Angeles Chargers will play in the NFL Hall of Fame game this summer. The first preseason game of the new season will be taking place on July 31st in Canton. Both the Lions and Chargers made the playoffs last season, with Detroit going 15-2 in the regular season and the Chargers finishing 11-6. The NFL's Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony takes place on August 2nd.
Okay, 4:37, News Radio 92.3. Shannon Sharp is accused of rape in a new lawsuit, and Michelle Polino is following this for us today.
NFL Hall of Famer and podcaster Shannon Sharp has been sued for sexual assault by a woman who claims he raped her twice at her Las Vegas home last year. Jane Doe filed a lawsuit Sunday in Nevada State Court seeking at least $50 million. Sharp has categorically denied all allegations in a statement posted on X. His lawyer cited text messages allegedly proving the relationship was consensual. Sharp on Instagram called out her lawyer, Tony Busby, who also has filed suits against Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs.
Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty.
He called the accusations an attempt at blackmail. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And there's three games on the NHL playoff schedule tonight. The Montreal Canadiens will go to battle against the Washington Capitals at 6 p.m. Washington leads the series 1-0. At 8:30, the Dallas Stars taking on the Colorado Avalanche in Game 3 of their series. That's tied one game apiece. And in the nightcap, the LA Kings hosting the Edmonton Oilers for Game 2 of that series at 9. The Kings lead 1-0.
And the worlds of football, basketball, and broadcasting all saying goodbye to a legendary voice. Greg Thompson remembers Mike Patrick.
To a certain generation, Mike Patrick was a voice that you heard whenever your NFL team played on Sunday night. So maybe it's fitting that it was on Sunday that he passed away at the age of 80 from natural causes. Patrick spent 36 years at ESPN, including 18 as a play-by-play announcer for Sunday Night Football. For fans of college sports, he was also everywhere, whether it was calling Thursday night and Saturday night football games or during basketball season, when he called over 30 ACC championship games while also serving as the lead announcer for the women's Final Four for over a decade. He called his last game for the network in 2017. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
All righty, and last but not least, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute brought to you by Fisher Investments. Last year, a few days before the 2024 NFL Draft, Adam Schefter was the first to speculate that Michael Penix Jr. could land in Atlanta and Bo Nix could land in Denver. No one saw it coming, and both ended up happening. And for the last month, everyone, including me, had projected Ashton Jeanthey to land with the Raiders at 6. And yesterday, Peter Schrager threw out Jeanthey going to the Jaguars at 5. So if it happens, I guess we shouldn't be surprised, especially with the way that news tends to leak late with the draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand. Smear Invents.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual...
We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Good afternoon, 441 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan here. Temps in the upper 70s, lower 80s around the area. Three things now you need to know this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, springtime and the for sale signs are popping up everywhere in front of homes all across Northwest Florida. It is certainly not the cheapest time to buy a home. Average 30-year mortgage rate, 6.98%, which remains high. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.35%. Many analysts predict that mortgage rates will linger around this level for now. My take on this is make sure you have yourself a pretty darn good realtor to kind of maneuver these waters. And number two this afternoon, misinformation about the measles outbreak is spreading. The U.S. has now reported more than 800 measles cases in at least 24 states. The good news is the vast majority of people still have confidence in the safety of the measles vaccine. Bad news, people are being exposed to a lot of fake news and false claims about measles. A recent KFF survey asked respondents about three false claims. Here they are. Number one, the measles vaccine is more dangerous than getting the disease. Number two, the vaccine causes autism in children. And number three, vitamin A can prevent a measles infection. By the way, none of these things are absolutely locked in stone and true.
Right.
It cases apply, and it could be a variable here. Some may be good, some may not be as good. But anyway, that's the findings of the latest survey. Here's number three. President Trump floating the idea of a new trade deal with China. Mark Meredith is in from the White House, and the market's liking what they see.
President Trump says he is willing to work with the Chinese government to reach a new trade deal. It seems to be a big change in tone that we've heard from the president and his top trade team over the last several weeks. He also says that 145% tariff rate on Chinese exports to the U.S. won't be forever.
Come down substantially, but it won't be the zero.
The stock markets also appear thrilled with the president's comments that he has no plans as of now to dismiss Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who Trump gave the job to back in 2017. Powell's term is up in May of next year. Trump has also repeatedly criticized Powell for not lowering interest rates.
News Radio 92.3, 4:44. The afternoon's kind of slipping by on us. If you're driving, be safe. Keep your eyes on the road out there. Florida news is happening today, and I want to pass on this story that's getting a lot of traction. Florida, the state of Florida I'm talking about, has sued Snapchat, saying it's leaving kids open to being digitally attacked. Fox's Eben Brown is all over this story.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer is suing Snapchat, claiming they're violating the state's law against minors under 15 accessing social media. But he adds that Snapchat's temporary messaging system is becoming a hunting ground for those preying upon children.
Snapchat is advertising to kids as young as 13, and kids are able to access these applications and receive photographs and things without knowing what it is.
And that with messages vanishing, it's harder to catch the bad guys. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a federal appeals court upheld a decision favoring Family Health Centers of Southwest Florida in a dispute over Medicaid payments. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals supported a lower court ruling after the State Agency for Healthcare Administration rejected the center's request for higher reimbursement rates.
Okay, the State House Budget Committee advanced its tax package. The initiative aims to lower property taxes by giving counties freedom to spend money collected from bed taxes. On Monday, an amendment was filed that would get rid of tourism and development councils at the end of 2025. House Bill 1221 frees up the use of tourism development tax dollars, allowing counties to use TDT funds for anything with hopes of providing credit to residents for property taxes. Mm. All right, 445. Yes, afternoon slipping by. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. What is going on?
Well, the weather right now, we're sitting at 77 degrees. Going to be a low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog that will bleed into your Thursday. And tomorrow's high is 81 with a low of 68. As for the road, still got some pretty severe backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp and traveling northbound. This is going to be on Pine Forest Road, approaching 9 Mile. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Chris,
447 News Radio 92.3. We're watching your money this afternoon. Your money now.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. A dozen states are suing President Donald Trump and his administration, seeking a court order declaring that his new tariffs are illegal. New York Attorney General Letitia James said in a statement today, "The president does not have the power to raise taxes on a whim, but that's exactly what President Trump has been doing with these tariffs." The suit claims the president has no authority to arbitrarily impose tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the U.S. law that Trump has cited in executing his tariff policy. AT&T beat Wall Street expectations for wireless subscriber additions in their first quarter, driven by steady demand for its high-speed and 5G mobile plans. Shares rose 3% on the news today. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher, with the Dow gaining 419 points, the S&P 500 added nearly 90, and the NASDAQ was up more than 400. Crude oil futures for June sit above $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Alpina Eyes had a product testifying in Google's monopoly trial, saying the company may be open to purchasing Google's Chrome web browser. Madison Allworth has more from Washington.
Yesterday's main witness was Nick Turley. He's the head of product for ChatGPT. The government focusing on his testimony to show how AI competitors could benefit from having access to Google's data index from search. It's one of the remedies that the DOJ and attorneys general are suggesting Google face for acting as a monopoly, be forced to share their data that they acquired from being a monopoly. But Google says the playing field is already level. When the defense asked Turley about active users with ChatGPT, he admitted that it has grown by even more than he could have expected. Now, another remedy that the government is pursuing is forcing Google to spin off Chrome.
Well, YouTube, celebrating its 20th anniversary, the video streaming platform uploaded its first video on April 23rd, 2005. It features YouTube co-founder Javed Karim talking about elephants with the video titled Me at the Zoo. It's an iconic video. I've seen it. Since then, the company says over 20 trillion videos have been uploaded to the platform, with 20 million videos uploaded daily.
Okay, here's something getting a lot of attention. President Trump saying he has now no intention of firing Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The comment ends days of speculation about the independence of the central bank. The attacks have shaken markets at a time when investors were already on edge with the economic impact on tariffs. President Trump has framed tariffs against U.S. trading partners as a win for the country, good for American workers, and the domestic manufacturing sector.
And Mayor Eric Adams in New York City announcing that they will host its first crypto summit next month. Those expected to attend include founders, CEOs, and investors from the cryptocurrency, blockchain, and fintech industries. Adams says attendees manage more than $1 trillion in assets that he's looking to attract to the Big Apple. In 2022, Adams became the first U.S. mayor to have his first three paychecks converted into Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Okay, I think you might find this interesting. American workers are lowering their expectations of the pay rate. They want to take a new job now. The so-called reservation wage for a new job declined to $74,236 in March. This was from $82,135 in November. The report found that the lowering wage expectations were driven by men and workers over the age of 45.
And tax cut extensions proposed by President Trump may be approved by July. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who made the comments to J.P. Morgan investors in a closed-door meeting. The updated timeline comes as Republicans in Congress have pressed to move forward with tax legislation. GOP lawmakers are also looking to cement permanent tax cuts, including taxation of tips, Social Security, and overtime.
Okay, if I can get you to rack 0284 for me here, this is kind of a story that relates to what we're talking. It's a business genre type story. Trump administration mandate gets blocked until lawsuits against the action are settled. Lillian Wu has a story.
A U.S. district judge rules the Trump administration illegally required Voice of America to cease operations for the first time since its World War II broadcast countering Nazi propaganda.
This is a voice speaking from America.
Judge Royce Lamberth ordering employees and contractors be restored to jobs they had prior to the executive order at the Congress-created International News Service, which has a mission to bring news to authoritarian countries without free press. Radio Free Asia and Middle East Broadcasting Networks also spared. The judge found the administration also likely violated the International Broadcasting Act and Congress's power to appropriate funding. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, let me give you a little bit of history here about Voice of America. I had an opportunity in my young broadcasting buck days to work at WKRG, and not many people really realize what WKRG stands for. It stands for Kenneth R. Giddens. His daughter was the founder of Voice of America in Washington.
Really?
Yeah, so it has some kind of a local tie there, if you see what I'm talking about. 450 on News Radio 92.3, look into a healthier you. Coming up in only minutes, in fact, next on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, all the way.
Hey, all the way.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 10th. This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna and runs up Palafox, along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
4:53, News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryan, along with Austin Price. We're following top stories affecting your life this afternoon, and health happens to be one of those. The FDA is announcing a ban on certain food dyes. It's part of the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again agenda. Mark Meredith in Washington has more for us this afternoon.
We're going to get rid of the dyes, and then one by one, we're going to get rid of every ingredient.
The FDA's new directive will require food makers to phase out petroleum-based synthetic dyes by 2027. The first to be removed, citrus red number 2 and orange B. Medical experts say food and drug makers will now have to find alternatives to color their products. Food makers say while they support making the country healthier, they question the research and science policymakers are using when determining what to ban. In a statement, the National Confectioners Association says, quote, "We are in firm agreement that science-based evaluation of food additives will help eliminate consumer confusion and rebuild trust in our national food safety system."
And there are so many measles cases in Texas that doctors are changing the recommendations for the vaccine. We've been hearing a lot about these vaccines today. Dr. Catherine Wells says that they want to protect younger kids. So the head of Lubbock Public Health says that they're now recommending that kids as young as 6 months old who live near this current outbreak get the MMR vaccine. There are more than 600 measles cases statewide. The Department of Health and Human Services says they stretch from El Paso to the Oklahoma border.
Okay, 5:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on Radio News Radio 92.3. What is going on with this?
Well, looking at the roads first, we got some backups on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We always have issues there. Same can be said for I-10. If you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp at this hour, we always have a wave of congestion that's kind of putting a thorn in our side. Last but not least, issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area, be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog in the area, and that will bleed into your Thursday where the high will be 81, the low will be 65.
Okay, 4:56, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, a lot of stories that will affect your, I guess, your cultural attention today. And we call it pop culture is what we talk about. Tiger King's Joe Exotic marries a fellow prison inmate while serving time. You know Tiger King, the whole thing about
Joe
this, right?
Exotic, yeah.
Yeah. Michelle Polino has a look at this story.
Tiger King star Joe Exotic was married behind bars. The 62-year-old announced the news of his marriage to Jorge Marquez with a photo posted on X. The caption reads, "Never been more proud of someone. Meet my husband, Jorge Flores Maldonado." The couple got engaged last October. While both were incarcerated, Exotic called his 33-year-old partner amazing and shared he's from Mexico. Joe Maldonado Passage previously stated he plans to seek asylum for his husband or to leave America when both are released. He is serving a 21-year sentence for a murder-for-hire plot against rival Carol Baskin. His initial 22-year sentence was reduced in January of 2022. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And former NFL player Mel Owens is the new bachelor for ABC's The Golden Bachelor Show. The 66-year-old was the ninth draft pick in the 1981 draft by the LA Rams. Owens played 9 years in the NFL before becoming a lawyer after he retired. The premiere date for the next season of The Golden Bachelor has not yet been announced.
So he says he got a real job, right?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, it's like my mom. You know, I've been doing this for quite a long time, and she still doesn't know what I do. The Tennessee Board of Parole recommended a pardon for a country music star. You're going to like this. Monica DeLuca has the story.
Jelly Roll's most serious convictions include a robbery at age 17 and drug charges at 23.
I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner.
With the Tennessee Board of Parole's recommendation of a pardon, the fate of the now 40-year-old musician, whose real name is Jason DeFord, is in the hands of Governor Bill Lee. Jelly Roll's music, focuses on his redemption after spending time in juvenile detention facilities. He's won multiple CMT awards, a CMA award, and earned 4 Grammy nominations. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And the latest installment of this whole saga, the founder of Fyre Festival putting the brand up for sale. This comes just a week after a sequel to the failed event that was set to take place in Mexico was indefinitely postponed. In a statement, Billy McFarland said the brand is now bigger than what he's able to lead on his own. He also claimed a new location for Fyre Festival 2 has been found, but said it's clear that in order for it to succeed, he will need to step back and allow a new team to move forward independently.
That guy's ego is enormous.
He's trying to get out of Dodge.
Jeez,
what he's trying to do.
And peace. Hey, I had a chance to see this guy at airport in Denver, the little train thing going out. It was a Sunday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Guy's in a pink suit talking about Carlos Santana.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool. He had to cancel a performance in Texas after suffering from dehydration. Here's Chris DeMio.
Santana postponing his show Tuesday night in San Antonio and was taken to a hospital for observation. The concert was part of the 77-year-old musician's Oneness Tour. A representative says Santana is doing well and is looking forward to coming back to San Antonio soon as the show will be rescheduled. The Hall of Fame guitarist is scheduled to play in Sugar Land, Texas Wednesday night and in Oklahoma Friday and Saturday. Santana was forced to cancel his show in Vegas back in January due to a fall. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Temps in the upper 70s this afternoon. Real nice day out there. Yeah, the beach, pretty good. Yellow flags flying, by the way. So just swim in protected areas. But other than that, looking pretty good on the island. This is News Radio 92.3 for Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We'll be back in about 12 minutes. Hang in there, and thanks for listening.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.